You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So you went and had a physical yesterday, eh?
It was time for my yearly, Dom. And I think I could speak for you, too. Guys, get out there and do that. It's so important to go every single year. Don't be a dude. Be like, I don't need to go. Go every year. Get your checkup. Get your blood work done. And yes, yesterday was my day. So I did a little bit of fasting because I had to get blood drawn. I had to pee in a cup. I had to go talk to the doctor. You know, the whole nine. My observation this time around, it was kind of funny because, you know, they bring you into that little room before you see the doctor. And the nurse is in there, first of all, with their little computer. Just, you know, taking your oxygen levels and your blood pressure and, you know, just kind of getting basic notes beforehand. And everything she told me that I was doing wrong or to be aware of, the doctor countered that by saying, nah, you fine. Like, she's like, what kind of supplements are you taking? I'm like, oh, I'm doing some vitamin D. She's like, oh, be careful with that. You're taking too much vitamin D. Doctor was like, nah, you're fine. That small amount, you're good. I was like, well, I'm doing some creatine and some ashwagandha, you know, for working out and stuff. She's like, oh, you're going to shut your kidneys down. Your kidneys are going to be shutting down before you know it. Doctor was like, nah, you good.
Wait a minute, go back to the vitamin D. Why was she saying that you shouldn't be doing that?
Well, because, you know, I was talking about like a multivitamin or it's like a powder that I take that's like a multivitamin electrolyte thing. And she's like, oh, I bet you there's vitamin D in that. So you're doubling up on your vitamin D. And, you know, that's, you know, the benefits of that. OD on the vitamin D, Dom. And then he was like, we looked it up. He's like, nah, there's not a lot of vitamin D in that. You're fine. Take it.
Oh, okay.
And then she did my blood pressure. She's like, your blood pressure's really high. Your heart's going to explode. And then he did it again. He's like, nah, you're fine. So I feel like there needs to be a little powwow beforehand.
They need to get on the same page?
They need to get on the same page. 100%. Hmm. And the big thing that she scared me about, because I'm not excited about this, she's like, today's the day you're going to be getting your prostate exam. So I just want to let you know that he's going to be getting in there, you know, getting in there with a finger and letting you have it.
And I'll bet he said no.
He's like, nah, you're not. You're still too young for that. He's like, not necessary. Don't worry about it.
I told you, doctors are just not doing that anymore.
They aren't. And I've already had a colonoscopy because it runs in my family. My grandpa died in his mid-40s of colon cancer. So I've already had that. He's like, they've been in there. He's like, they know what's in there. They rooted around a couple years ago. They took a look at it. He's like, you're scheduled for another colonoscopy here in like 2 years because I'm on the 5-year plan. He's like, they'll be in there poking around. I don't need to do that. I was like, whoo.
Well, that's a different
goodness.
Poking. But yeah, I mean, I've had two different doctors who are now like, no, we don't do that prostate exam anymore. We go by the blood test and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Although, did I tell you that I'm starting to think that my doctor is way too lax and casual?
Well, I was thinking about you because you were just talking about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago where your doc was like, he just like ran his fingers through your hair and then walked out, right?
He basically put a stethoscope against my back, and that was the extent of my, quote, annual physical.
Yeah, that was surprising.
I did not do anything. I did have blood work done.
Okay.
But other than that, there was just nothing.
Nothing.
And I thought, this seems like almost not invasive enough.
Whereas I was getting like too much information and most of it was, you know, incorrect, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, when I left there, I was like, well, who do I believe, you know? Do I believe the doctor that was kind of like, nah, you're fine? Or the nurse who was like genuinely concerned, like, oh, you're going to shut your kidneys down.
It's almost like we want somebody who's right in the middle. We want somebody who's,
you know. To me, that was Google because I went home and Googled. Google was my middleman, and I think I'm doing okay with everything.
I'll tell you what, I have heard plenty of people in the physical arts who warn about this whole Google thing and people self-diagnosing and looking online for stuff. But I don't know. Maybe just something to at least prompt you to ask certain questions of your doctor.
Yeah, well, what I did is I double-checked. Like, essentially, everything he told me, I went and then read and, like, double-checked what he said, and it all played out. It was like, oh, everything checks out that my doctor told me from various articles I was reading about creatine. So I'm fine. And I'm down 15 pounds, so life is good.
Wow.
And I grew a half an inch, apparently.
You wore your boots, eh?
Right. No, I didn't.
You'll do everything.
I should have,
you
can. I put lifts in and my boots were on. No.
Yeah. Well, I am thinking about, at least thinking about switching doctors. And what a hassle that is. because
you got transfer records, and it's that courting period too. When you're in there, and it's a lot of small talk, and it's like you're dating in the beginning. You're like trying to figure out if you like this doctor.
Yeah, I'm in a weird spot. I feel like I need a new doctor, and I feel like I need a new CPA, and both of those will involve interviews. Really, like I want to go and sit down and talk to this other doctor I'm considering. Just to find out, you know, are you going to be the in the Goldilocks zone, like not too lax, not too, you know, I'm going to die, just somewhere right in the middle. And then the same thing with the CPA. Yeah. I mean, I have to interview them, too. So,
man, you're in a pickle.
I know. It's just too much. I'm back to that point where I want the like a concierge person. Who just takes care of all that? Like, go find the CPA for me. Go do this. Go do that.
Man, life is hard. Life is hard for Dom Testa.
I did meet a brand new dry cleaner yesterday.
Well, hey, there you go.
Because I was tired of the one I was going to. I thought they were a little overpriced, and I found one could not be sweeter and nicer.
They unbuttoned your shirt while you were wearing it and took it off.
That's right, and slipped it over my shoulder.
When you come to pick it up, you just show up shirtless, and they put it on for you. Oh, Mr. Testa.
That's a special service. You pay a little extra.
Talk about your services that you want, man.
Yeah, and then unbuttons and then runs the hand inside the shirt against my skin.
Actually tucks it in for you.